You know what we need to do is get like a theme song that's put to like the Punky Brewster music.
What?
What?
Like
forward slash random.
Whoa, holy random.
Holy random, Batman.
Captain Random.
Punky Brewster for the win.
Real kid.
The pet food alpha thing at the beginning of every show is so close to the Thundercats call, you might as well just go with that.
Mr. Gluckus of the God.
PFA! Ho!
PFA! Ho!
Pet food alpha biscuit, give me sight beyond sight!
What is wrong with this kid? Where did you find him?
Dude, that was awesome.
That's what we need to do for the open.
Come on, Fusion! Snarf!
It's the little girl who recorded us.
Dude, Fusion, tell me you were recording that, man.
I got it.
Do it again, do it again.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusion X.
I be Sammy Grace.
I'm Chin Cheesy. So cheesy.
We have a special guest today. He joins us from the Remora server. He is Kieran.
Hello. And did you just call me special?
Not in a short bus way. I meant like genuinely special.
Right.
So, welcome to the show. Good to have you. Good to have you.
I can't hear you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh yeah. Okay. We got a few bits of news to go over. Some of it very, very exciting.
Woohoo!
Yes. The first bit of news that we'll go over
is not exciting.
Yeah, it's not exciting.
Not even a little bit.
Nobody
cares. Final Fantasy XI Link Shell Community Beta.
They're adding new stuff. They're improving stuff. They added last update that nobody cares about in the end.
Well, but they are adding a Link Shell event information by language feature.
Ooh.
Boo. Oh, and a feature that will automatically convert URLs into links.
Basically fixing what they put up last
week. Automatically.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
Wow. I think I have been convinced to use the LS beta now. I'm going to sign up right now.
Take me to your leader. I've never seen such awesome technology.
It's like, wow. You know what else automatically converts URLs into links? Word. How long has that been around?
Word.
I mean, like, Word 97?
Yeah. Word like, what, 95 or something like that? Like, come on.
Yeah. Right. Windows 3.1.
Get with the time.
Windows 3.1.
Our LS signed up on it when it first came out, my LS, and, like, nobody uses it ever. But
yeah.
We have our own website. I mean,
there's one post on my Linkshell community beta. It's like, hey, cool forums, and then there's on like these forums suck, and then we made a separate forums. Like,
you know what though? When it first came out and we had a PFA about it, we talked about it and about how cool it was gonna be, and
it didn't live up to the hype.
It just didn't, no. Sorry.
It failed.
You know what I think a lot of it is that because, you know, everybody has all this technology experience and all that, you can't, everybody has their own website for their link shell.
The smallest
chat link shells on our server have their own
that
website.
That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
So it just has no use. There's just nobody wants to do
I think the big problem with it is they're, you know, basically they come out, they're like, we're giving you guys forums. People are like, okay, cool, forums. What they've given us is like a gimped version of forums. It's like forums without the sub job. Is basically what they threw at us here. They're terrible. You can't add images. It's just, it's a mess.
Yeah.
Gil Seller forums.
And the other thing is too, like a lot of forums, I mean, okay, you're on forums with your friends and your link shell that you've been, you know, doing things with, and people get to know each other until you start posting personal things on there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel comfortable posting. Wouldn't feel comfortable posting personal things on something that, like, you know, SE controls. It's just
what I'm saying.
Hey, I would say my biggest qualm with it is like because your actual ID and password can be, like, intercepted through that. And they're saying they're taking the utmost security measures and everything. I was just kind of worried about throwing my play online idea out there. It's just kind of, I don't know.
That's true. That's true, I guess. Yeah, yeah, you don't want to, like, get on the forums and talk about, hey, I found a flaw. Check it out.
Yeah, exactly. And then SE is going to be like, next week it's going to be like, update.
Yeah, exactly.
They fixed it. You know what I mean? Just, like, stupid things like that, and also personal things. It's just, you know. It's...
Square, you lose. You know what they could do, though, is, like, offer a discount on your monthly bill if you use the forums. Like, use the Linkshow community
bill. Oh, I use it. Also use it, though. You know what, though?
Because then people would use it all.
I have to give them credit, though, because they did have... They did try, and they did give it, you know, a good college try there, but it just it just didn't work.
A good college
try. It was too little, too late.
Yeah, it was. It was way too little, too late. Yeah. If that would have had that from launch, like, it would have been
always
a lot
late
more.
With everything we need. They're always late.
Late.
Yep.
Nah.
You fail. Late.
You lose.
H-A-I-L, fail.
All right, let's move right along to the next bit.
Next
of
part,
news.
Very cool.
Fusion.
A while ago, I think I said when the Nizel Isle staging point came out, I said there was a little bar there, you know, like in every other staging point for assaults, but it wasn't active yet.
Right.
Next update, they're gonna add a new assault area for Nizel. Which looks really cool, but it's not like all the other assaults. It sounds more like salvage to me.
Really?
Like, yeah. Instead of, like, you don't get points for it, you actually get drops within the mission. And there's multiple floors to it, too.
Yeah, the thing that really jumped up about this with me was that it says that it'll be a dungeon that has randomly generated layouts.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That'll so, like, cool. It's never the same twice, like Toe Jam and Earl from the Sega Genesis.
That seems really cool. That yeah. part seems really... Yeah. I like the fact that it changes. I like the idea of this whole assault thing. Like, this sounds really cool. It sounds like a cross to me between salvage and assault.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's not... Because
that's
it's got
a cool feature.
And the
that
different...
is a cool feature, because you can't learn it and, you know...
Right.
Absolutely.
It won't be the same every time. You can you can talk to your Link Shell and be like, oh man, we went in to do that and we got such a crappy layout and we all ended up dying.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? That's so cool.
Yeah.
You could. I like that. And also the fact that.
I wonder if there's going to be a time limit.
Probably.
Probably 30 minutes.
All of them are. Yeah, well, yeah, it says it actually, minutes. If you read the whole thing, it says that, because it talks about how you can. Restart from levels that you've been on already,
even if you run out
of time or whatever. So yeah, there'd have to be.
Yeah, because assaults right now are 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I mean, they're still saying this is an assault, so I would assume they're still keeping the time frame the same.
Right. I like the fact that they're talking about having notorious monsters in there too.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And we were talking about this before, and before the show, we said we'd stop talking about it so that we could talk about it on the show, about the fact that if, like, say, Fafnir and all them are on there, will they drop the same things that they have?
No.
I don't think they will.
How do you know? You don't know that.
Why would they? There would be no point in camping
that
stuff anymore.
You can't, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you can just go find them in the assault, why would you just sit there and
right, exactly. That's exactly, like, the reason why they put the Kraken BC up. They stopped, you know, having the Kraken Club be dropped by Lord of Unzozo, and they put it into BC because you can't have something like that, like something that's that wanted, dropped in two places.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they stopped when Emperor's Pin was dropped by the Valcomer Emperor and the Leaping Boots were dropped by Leaping Lizzie.
Why make it a point to have it? To say that it's going to be, you know, for example, a
because I think there might be new things.
Yeah.
New items.
Dun, dun, dun.
That would drop off of both or just
like,
the one?
Just the,
well, just
the
like,
new one. The one in the new
just
assault.
Like when you do KS99s, okay? Now, they put KS99s in the game to kind of give people a chance to fight those mobs without having to do claiming. That was the whole point of doing KS99s. They put, you know, Behemoth, Fafnir, and Adamantoise, or Aspid, whatever, on a KS99 platform so that you could go and you could fight those mobs and you could have the experience of doing that and still get decent drops without actually having to go out there and claim it every day. Mm-hmm. And you don't get the same drops, but you get good, you can get some really good stuff from there. I mean, obviously, right. You know, for the black belt, one of the items is dropped, you know, from each one of those. There's money drops.
Here's a question now. You remember how they were talking a while back about putting abjurations on the Outer God mobs. Do you think they'll have the abjurations?
See, that's a good idea. That is, because they were talking about different ways to get abjurations. That might actually be a way. That would be awesome if Marshall had cool.
Abjuration. Yeah, I mean, and if they have new gear, it's not going to suck, because all the gear that's come out with Outer God has been great gear.
Incredible.
I haven't seen you know, that much crap gear coming out of this expansion.
No, it's really been great.
Been a lot of great stuff for Rangers. And
it was worth every penny.
Every penny of my $30.
Nice. But yeah, that'll definitely be something to look forward to. Another thing that's cool about this is it's still restricted to 6 people. So if you know, you just got a small group of friends, you're like, hey, let's, you know, just go do something.
Yeah, we can do something really cool with just the 6 of us.
And that's pretty cool. Another thing that was interesting too is you can't place a level restriction on it like you can with normal assaults. So it's pretty much, you know, you should probably be 75 if you want to do this. To avoid getting your butt handed to you on a silver platter. But I'm sure if you go in with like a decent balanced party, you know, mages, DD, tank, and whatever, you should be okay, I would imagine. But it'll be very interesting to try out. I know I got a bunch of people over on the PFA link shell that we're gonna have our tags ready the day the update comes out so we can do this.
True.
Sweet. Alright, before we go over our next bit of news, I want to share a story.
Oh, God.
Okay. As we all know, I mentioned a couple weeks ago, I called Square Enix, and I said, hey, this is Stick from Pet Food Alpha. I'd like to move my server, please. And they're like, Pet Food what?
No,
I didn't really say, this is Stick. But they're like, no, I can't do that. Sorry. So then, here we are. Today's top bit of news is that starting March 8th, players will be able to create new characters on the world of their choice.
No more
ladies and gentlemen, it took them 4 years to do it. But
we were just talking about how behind they were on the times with like the forums and all that kind of stuff. And
you can now, when you're creating a character, pick whatever server you want. And they are going to create a service where you can transfer your already existing character between servers. Now, we don't really know that much about that yet, but it sounds like you'll have to pay for it. But hey, if you're sick of your server and you want to move, it might be worth it. I would totally do it if I got so sick of the people on my server.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Well, just the big key word is that service. It's not going to be a free thing that you can use several times. I mean, it's more than likely going to be a pay service that you'll probably be able to do a limited amount of times. Mm-hmm. So,
right. World of Warcraft, and I hate to say those words on the show. They have a service where once every 6 months you can pay like I think it's $25 or something, and you can switch servers. You can take your character and move between servers. So maybe they'll do something like that, or
can you pay like $25 to WoW so they can give you your life back that you wasted on that game?
No, unfortunately, they don't have a service like that yet.
They should work on that.
Although I did see an ad on the internet today that said it had a picture of a night elf on it, and I don't know if you know what a night elf is. It's one of the races from WoW. But anyways, it has a character from WoW on it, and it says, you can still be a level 70 night elf and get a college degree. Click here.
Oh my god. That's retarded.
That's so funny. Our society is so demented. All right, anyways, so that's that. True. You can check out the Play Online website for more details.
All right, cool.
So,
another little bit. We have one more little tidbit. in the forums today, thanks to, I think it was Atlantis Ray who posted this little tidbit on Alla today. I guess they talked with some Square Enix people, and they are indeed making a Final Fantasy XI Windower. An official one.
I was like, wait, there is one.
Yeah, they're yes. Square Enix is making
an official
make
one.
11 in a windowed mode.
I would just like to
thank
say,
you,
finally.
Thank you, thank you,
God,
thank
I
you.
I mean, Square Enix.
Yeah,
thank you. They've heeded our enough. Calls. You know what? I bet you someone from Square Enix listens to the show because we mentioned this before too.
We did, yeah, maybe.
Hi, Square Enix. It's a steak. Remember,
anybody from
discount.
Square Enix or the Atomo server is listening.
Yeah, discount right here, buddy, please.
Yeah.
So that's that. That'll be really cool to see what that's all about.
Yeah.
It'll probably
My
just
guess.
Be like it'll probably just be lame, like just alt tab
in a window.
That's all you get.
But I'd take that. But my guess is when they do release this, it would probably be with when they release the patch to work with Windows Vista.
Vista. Yeah, it'll be Vista only.
Yeah.
No, it would be Vista only. It would be for all the OSs.
I would hope so that it would be with yeah. for just for PC, yeah. obviously. But yeah, I mean,
get a windower for PS2.
Oh no, that'd
be you'd be playing Final
yeah,
Fantasy 12 and 11 at the same time.
I think it would be pointless to do it just for Vista. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Then again, we're talking about SE, and they don't really make
Squeenix.
Sense
lol, Squeenix. Lol. So, like, since Square is obviously listening to the podcast, is there anything you guys want to say or request? Hey, I got something. Hey, put a Nomad Moogle in Selbina, all right? Thanks.
Yes,
appreciate that. Thanks. That'd be great.
There we go.
Yeah.
Nomad Moogle, can I have it?
Or, like, in Bibiki Bay. Put a Nomad Moogle in Bibiki Bay.
Why?
Why?
Because it's, like, in the middle of nowhere. You got to walk all the way back. Anyways.
What?
Spread. Was that time for a moving along?
I think it is.
Moving right along.
Moving right along.
Uncomfortable silence. Okay. Excuse me.
Moving right along. Sweet.
Once again, I mentioned in the last two shows, they're probably going to be doing the Return Home to Vanadil event soon. So, if you have friends who quit because they didn't like the server they were on, you can get them back to the game, and maybe they can switch servers now, and they'll be happy again. And you can play again, and yes.
You know, that'd be a good time to that'd be a good time to release this the world transferring stuff, too.
That would be, yeah.
That might be an
the
ideal
same
time.
Time,
so we'll see. Maybe it'll come out then.
So not only could you revive your character, but you could put it on whatever server you want to. Yeah.
Nice. That'd be very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, baby.
Sweet. Awesome. So that's that. Let's move right along.
All right, cool. I guess that's in-game stuff.
In-game stuff, and we always start with our guests, except for when Squiggy's on, and we start with whoever.
What?
Kieran, why don't you start? Tell us what you've
Yay.
Been doing in game.
Well, this is actually a funny story. I'm gonna have to go back a couple of weeks. But I recently built a new PC.
Nice.
Oh right.
So yeah, it's a Core 2 Duo, it's Ooh. Monster Machine.
We don't want to get too detailed here,
yeah, I don't want anybody drooling. Ooh. But here's the thing is I kind of figured, you know, me being the PC guy I am, I thought that I could install base Final Fantasy and then just copy over my DAT files so I wouldn't have to sit here for 2 hours and do a full update and full install of all 3 expansions. Well, I was wrong. And here's the thing, Square Enix. You and I need to have a little talk here. I went to every Best Buy, Walmart, and electronics retailer in the area, and they did not have Vanadil Collection 2007.
Oh, no way.
I looked everywhere. I looked everywhere for my install disk. I couldn't find my own personal install disk. I had to buy another copy of the game.
Oh, no.
So, yes, SE just sucked another $30 out of my pocket after I already had all the
should have let me know how to bought you a copy. I saw one today. I was in there today, and I had my hands on it. I was looking like
so lame. And I live in a pretty metropolitan area. Could not find the game in a store anywhere.
I had it in my hands today. I was like, hey, cool. It's the buddy pack. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I didn't, and I even had, I even still had.
Of course he did. He's got like stacks of them in his house.
I even still had in my possession the expansion pack that they gave us at the fan festival in California.
Oh, you went to that, dude?
Yeah, I was actually in the costume competition. I got like fourth.
No way.
I was the only.
Wait, what'd you dress up?
I was a Corsair for the win.
Nice.
Good man.
Wow, yeah. Nice.
So I actually placed in that competition, won me a nice little snazzy Vanadil clock, and I have completely gone on tangent from what I was talking about. But, so...
You were talking about your PC and your installing Final Fantasy.
Yeah, so previous to that, I did get my first piece of AF for Corsair.
Nice.
Cool.
Got the Trump gun, which is...
Nice.
It's just a little bit better than the Darksteel Hexagon, so that thing is still sitting on AH trying to sell. But got my Trump gun, currently working on my next piece of AF for Corsair. Also recently been throwing Beastman seals at Treasures and Tribulations. And
dude, that is such a drain on your beast.
To no avail. I was going to do it again today, and I had 39 Beastman seals.
Wow.
And that's just so close to 50, and yet so far away.
Yeah.
I'm so curious as to whether that trick works in Treasures and Tribulations.
I was going to try it out until I was suddenly interrupted earlier by a certain man who's named after a beef product. Remain nameless. But,
I hate hamburger.
At least I'm...
it's the hamburger.
At least I'm rare and juicy.
At least I'm rare and juicy.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of cut you are.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Is
he a ribeye?
Damn.
But, Alright, so I've been doing a lot of BCNNs. Still helping some people run through promies. That kind of comes with the Ranger territory.
I hate that.
Ranger
is definitely a needed job.
I am actually 9 for 9 on promise.
Nice.
Really?
Not too bad.
So
I was glad they were gone.
Yeah, something about when you bring around a Ranger with all the big guns on him, that kind of helps.
Playing with the big guns.
But we just always, with the LS that I'm in, the Misfits, we always... The people that were trying to run through it, and other people not.
Shout out to the Misfits.
Shout out for the win.
On the Remora server. Remora Misfits.
We always try to carry a summoner with us, you know, for their 2 hour carry, War Ninja Tank, and at least a Ranger, and that's just the basic setup. I mean, we can fly through those pretty easily. But that's about the extent of my in-game experience in the past couple weeks.
Cool. Dude, I remember doing those promies, and like our party, we'd get into the fight, and we would just run around like retards. Like, what am I doing? What am I supposed to do? I'm sleeping. Somebody help me! It was awesome.
I'm dying. Oh, I'm just dead. The whole Ranger purpose of being in promy is there is no purpose until you get to the E.N.M. I mean, basically, when you're fighting the memory receptacles, pull off the strays from the tanks, easy. And basically, all you do as a Ranger is wide scan, find the correct memory receptacle, kill the strays, and you're sailing free, basically. You don't have to do anything else.
Nice.
I mean,
I was always warden in.
Guide. That's about it.
Law warden in, stake. Awesome.
Well,
all right, who's next?
It's been so long since I did... Tommies, I forgot about them. Let's never remember them.
Yeah.
Ever.
Bury
please.
Them.
All right.
Guess,
who's next?
I'll go, I guess.
Go.
Zone's like jumping up and be like, ooh, I want to talk about stuff. I did a KS30 this week. We did a copycat. So that was cool. Got the foom is off of that, so that's like a nice 300K right there.
Awesome.
What else did I do this week? Did salvage. We got to a door where Chico Ghost popped out of it. That was
love that door.
Yeah, it was a weird door. You just sit there and like it just there's just chi goes pouring out of it.
Did any NMs pop for you from that door?
Dude, is it true that you can? Is it true that you can kill a Chigo with like a shield bash or weapon bash or something?
Not these Chigos. Okay. I can jump on a Chigo in the mire and kill it.
And kill it, really?
Yeah, these ones are a little tougher. Like every oh, I don't want to say. It seemed like every maybe 25% or so, like instead of a Chigo, we'd get a spider, which is what the armor would drop off of.
Chigo, so bad.
We did Bafla remnants, I believe.
Yeah, that's where the door. But we never saw a spider. We're gonna have to do that again.
Well, you had bees though, didn't you?
No, we had spiders.
You mean Chigos?
I mean Chigos. Now you can see
weird.
Me.
Yeah, we got spiders.
And with your big words.
We didn't get like any armor drops. We got pretty far though. So
see,
we actually
that's weird
because
the one time we got that, we got crazy armor drops, but nothing from the Chigos.
I'm pretty sure I was like the first person to experience the ownage of Chigos. Like the day the expansion came out and was activated, I went to go activate Corsair because I mean that's. Right. Exactly what I wanted the expansion for. So I'm just like strolling through Kadarva Mire, you know, minding my own business, and go into one of the tunnels, aggro three of them, and just like so these little, basically it looks like little names are pounding me in the face. I mean, I can't even see the character models. All I see is names jumping on my face.
Oh, jeez.
And they kept me from unlocking Corsair for quite a while. I was not happy
that was
with that.
The first job I unlocked, and I did it within, like, 2.5 hours.
I unlocked Puppet Master in, like, 1 hour.
I unlocked Blue Mage by accident.
Puppet Master was the first one I did, too.
Yeah.
I was doing the Blue Mage quest, and I didn't know what I was doing.
You're just like, oh my god, a quest!
I was just following people. I'm like, oh, this must be... this must be Puppet Master. No, wait, this has got to be Corsair, and then it's, like, Blue Mage. I'm like, oh, wow.
Blue Mage was actually the cool... I thought Blue Mage... Well...
They like drug you. Corsair was pretty
cool.
Awesome.
Blue Mage was kind of a pretty cool.
Yeah, they like put something in your eye or something.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
The Corsair cutscenes are definitely awesome. I mean, the captain, he's awesome, and all the characters involved with the cutscenes.
He's not awesome when you have to fight him.
The one thing I hate about that Corsair cutscene is when you go into that cave or whatever. And like you like pull out your weapon, and the guy just like comes up and like punches you and knocks you out or something. Oh, right. What is that?
Just own. You just own that cutscene.
It's like a marriage.
Hey, Chench.
Yo.
Is it? You've done the LBs for Corsair, right? Limit Breaks. Is it true that you can just outroll the captain and not have to fight him? I mean, I've heard that. I can't verify that because I'm only level 46. But
you know, I did it about 8 times that fight, probably more. And I rolled every time just for roll's sake, and I'm assuming I outrolled him at least once, and I never won because of it. So.
So okay, that rumor has been destroyed.
Debunked.
Right, from TFA.
Yes. At my expense.
Right here on Pet Food Alpha.
Nice. So anyway,
Pet Food Alpha.
A little back on topic.
All right.
We also defeated the Archaic Chariot. In salvage. That thing was a beast.
Is that the thing all the way up at the top?
That's not all the way at the top.
Oh.
It's like a... It looks like a... Well, it's like a...
It looks just like the thing all the way up at the top.
Yeah, it's very similar, but like... Oh my god. We had like 2 people alive when we killed it. It was insane. Like everybody was...
Were you one of them?
Yeah, I died right at the end.
Okay.
But I was close to staying alive.
Son of a monkey!
I was going for it. Yeah.
Oh my god! Nice.
That's beautiful.
And then what else did I do?
I love you.
I got my samurai up to 66. I'm like,
wow.
You're the man.
I'm like 2.5k away from 67, and I've been looking for party for like the last 2 days. It's kind of depressing.
You know what the best part about that statement is?
Oh, no.
Is Fusion almost has a useful job leveled.
Oh! You know what? I'd like to remind you that I was out damaging people in Dynamis Windy on Dragoon, okay?
Were you really?
Yeah, I was ranked 2nd.
Did you have a party of like dual wielding?
No, out of everybody.
White
out of everybody, I came 2nd in damage.
I don't believe it.
That doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't. Dragoon is actually very good DD.
Thank you.
They really are. It depends, because a lot of dragoons do not know how to play their job. Lord. So, yeah, they really don't. You have a lot of dragoons who think that, like, their AF is the best stuff to wear.
Dude, the AF is awesome if you were gonna solo on Dragoon.
Yeah. Like, yeah. No. It's great.
That's what I want to ask Greenix for. I want better Dragoon gear that's not meant for soloing.
Yeah. They really have gotten screwed on gear.
Yeah.
I think.
They're like, it's a solo job. Use your AFF on. It's like, that sucks for XP. Don't give us that.
Yeah.
Give us something that we can actually use.
Yeah.
Like the Ares gear. Give us something like that for AF.
Because you're not going to have, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess in a way you should be able to solo because you have a pet just like a Beastmaster does, and Beastmaster can solo all the way to 75 and and beyond. But you...
it's tricky how to define
Dragoon. Yeah, because Beastmaster can choose their pets and choose what they want their pets to be able to, you know, what they're going to be able to do with them.
Exactly,
more or
less. That's true.
And, you know, for different situations, they can choose their pets and say, okay, well, this one's going to be better for this.
Right.
Your Dragoon's not going to be better in all situations.
Give us Wyvern armor.
Yeah.
I just think if they gave you guys a new model. Yeah.
They did.
If they gave you guys a new model for your Wyverns, I think you guys would be glad for a little while.
Yeah, that's what I was saying a couple weeks ago.
Let us, like, change its color, and I'll be happy. Something different about it. Just give us something new for it.
Give Steak, like, a big purple Wyvern, and I think he'll be quiet.
Yeah!
Make it, like, big and lazy looking, like half asleep, like, barely even flying
chubby.
Through the air.
Fat Wyvern.
Yay. Purple
Do
bonus.
It.
You call it and it just comes and like sits on the mob. That's what I want. Fat Wyvern.
Fat Wyvern.
Instead of fat chocobo.
Yeah.
Fat
purple bonus. Yay. Yay.
Just it'll match your AF. You guys just be like big there purple things walking around.
Actually, I think they could just change the actual model of your Wyvern once you hit, like, let's say, like, 60,
because
it looks the exact same. It doesn't progress in strength or anything,
right?
Like, as far as appearance is concerned.
Right.
You're a Dragoon, not a Wyveroon. I mean, you should have a freaking dragon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, that's just my opinion.
It's so
I mean,
true.
Granted, you don't want, like, something big and huge following
Wyvern.
You around. But, like,
dude, and a Galkanoid right
I'm
there,
telling
too,
you,
by the way.
I'm what? Telling you, Dragoon Kane would be crying in his grave right now. If he saw how dragoons were getting shysted these days. Dragoon Kane.
Oh, wow.
Kane, the dragoon?
He went back on that one.
Right.
He went back on that one.
It's like where dragoons started, man.
Yeah, it's also really old.
Isn't that like FF2?
It's FF4 if you really want to get technical. But,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're not getting into semantics. Just move
along. I'm very sorry. Let us continue.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I've just been
sweet.
Kicking butt and stuff.
Chinch, what have you been doing?
Did another Cerberus. Got someone else an Algol. We've got, like, stacks of Cerberus meat that no one's ever going to buy rotting in our link shop.
Well, I can't imagine it would taste very good.
No. I'm sure it doesn't. We did Limbus again. Did Jormi today. Same old crap. I've been leveling Dragoon.
Yeah. Raffle.
Raffledurg.
And a friend have just been duoing it just for
Let
fun.
Me just point out.
It's
you,
a
you
hard
know I love you, Shin.
Life.
Let me just point out
Raffledurg.
That it's become this.
Thank you.
Yeah, we did Jorm. We did Cerberus like 20 times. Jorm, like, I don't know, 5 or 6. And
yeah.
You know, no big deal.
Yeah,
see, you know, same thing
see,
every
what
day.
Now I'm leveling Dragoon. Like, it's fun or something.
Hey, no. It
mean,
is
come
fun.
On.
You enjoy it. Shut up.
No, me and a friend are doing it with, like, mage subs, so it's a lot of fun
right.
to make sure that you
hey,
don't
no offense,
get
steak.
Right at the 30%.
No offense, Steak, I don't even have it unlocked, bro.
Really?
Even when I had my 275s on Asura, I did not have Dragoon unlocked. It was
That's
just
cool.
never that job.
I haven't unlocked
never
Dark Knight. That's the only thing I haven't unlocked.
My girlfriend's a Dark Knight, and I still, to this day, I don't know. I'm trying to suggest something else.
puppet.
But it's okay. If she ever gets mad at me, you know, and she tries to hit me, she's just going to miss. So no big deal. But, but hey, if she ever does get lucky and actually hit, oh, I'm screwed.
Good call,
and that Corsair defense, wow. I'm going to have to throw up Ninja Roll and, like, sub Thief for Flea or something.
There you go.
Since you got more? Or are you done?
I've been fishing a little bit.
Fishing.
Look what I've started.
Like, well, I have alchemy at like 62, and I'm thinking even at 100, that's not going to make me tons of money.
I can't hear you.
Well, I don't want you to hear
me. Then open your ears.
Yeah.
Open your ears up.
Open your ears up a little bit.
Open your face.
That reminds me, in an effort to improve the quality of the show, I am buying Chinchilla a new microphone.
Thank you.
I'm going to ship it to her house ASAP. Maybe even by next show, she'll have it. So just get it hooked up right away.
Next day delivery.
This one's actually duct taped together as we speak.
Oh dear.
Wow. Yeah,
we have to remedy that.
That's horrible. Hey,
if you can't duck it,
we don't even need to finish that right there is.
Yeah, we know what you're trying to say.
If you can't duck it, buy a new one.
Buy a new one.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Hey, if you can't duck it, if you can't duck it, perfect dodge it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There you have it. Sammy, what have you been doing in game?
Not much, honestly. Fishing a lot. I started this whole new fad. I swear everybody I know is fishing.
Hey, you know what? Everybody I know is leveling Derg.
Well, maybe it's a blue car syndrome then. I don't know.
Fishing, sleep good too.
My in-game husband, Amal, he's been fishing with me. He decided to join me in the fishing quest. And then his real-life best friend, who also plays the game, Nick, he started playing with us.
Oh, God.
And so, like, the three of us have been fishing every day, like, all day damn long. But we've been having fun, though. It's been a good time. I'm actually really enjoying it. I've also started leveling smithing. We actually attempted to do Jorm today, but we had 15 people on our link shell.
Oh, jeez.
So,
note about Jorm. Last night, another link shell, like, went after it with, like, at least 40 people. And, you know, when you see him, you're supposed to pull him to, like, a side a little bit. So
right.
So many ads. They just tried to zerg him, like, in the middle.
Oh, God.
And one of their, like, I feel so bad for whoever did this, because you know it was an accident. He called for help at, like, 65%.
Oh, God.
At 65%.
I love that. Boo.
And we went up, and you know how, like, with worms, how they're like, almost, if you wipe to them, like, they're still all worked up, and they're, like, almost in, like, a, I don't even know what to call it, like, a Zerg mode or something themselves. Like, they're, like, stronger. Like,
yeah.
With, like, Faffy or something.
Right.
So something like that, like Jormy, his wings will be up if he's like that. So we went up there tonight to kill him, and his wings were still up like crap. So we were like, well, let's wait like an hour. And we wait an hour, and it's like ice day now, like just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Kill him. Let's just go.
Yeah, back. the first time we tried to do Jorm, it ended up being like the day before ice day, whatever it was, and then it like ended up on ice day, and that's I think why we did so horribly that time. Ice day's a bad day to do Jorm on.
Indeedy, right now it's Father's Day. 11:21.
Yeah, so we tried to do Jorm, but we only had 15 people on, so we couldn't. We've been trying because I want to use my new sword. I want to have some. Oh my god, I want to intimidate Jorm and put it in my SIG on my forum, so. Yeah, I'm also planning on intimidating my husband, too, and putting that on my SIG. Because he has crimson legs, so I can intimidate him.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be funny. But besides that, we really haven't been doing too much. We did, what did we do for events this week? We didn't do anything, I don't think.
Way to be lazy.
Yeah, it's just been kind of kind of one of those lame weeks. Lately. You know,
like,
I'm
like sick of events now. I'm like, if Cerberus pops, I'm like ready to go AFK.
I think because we were doing whatchamacallit camps, and H&M camps a lot lately. And,
whatchamacallit camps.
Everything was in our time zone, so we were doing that a lot. And now everything's out, so it's kind of like when you're doing camps for like, you know, a week or two straight,
right.
And then everybody kind of mellows out for like a week or so, you know, and does nothing.
Yeah.
Because you've been sitting there and camping every night for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I camped Valkarm Emperor for 2 months straight. I was 1 for 18, I think, on the actual pop. On the claim. That's not just on the pop. That's 1 of 18 with the claim. And I had all kind of people from my LS with Treasure Hunter 2 to 4 all the time. No drops. And then finally got one. So,
nice.
So I definitely hear you with the lame camping. It took two solid months.
It's not even that. It's just, I mean, H&M camping, you're everybody, the whole LS is out there for 3 hours every single night together, just standing there for every 15 minutes, you know, for a 1 minute window.
And then if you guys
after that is LS,
COD,
as far as LS events go, everybody just kind of wants to chill out because we've done that for 10 days pretty much. And then it kind of just tapers off. So yeah, we haven't really done too much, but like I said, we're planning on this whole Nuzul Isle. A lot of people have been doing assault so that we could do assault points because we want to do salvage, you know, things like that. But other than that, it's just been pretty mellow. Just
when you do salvage, you should get on like Vent or Teamspeak or something. That'll help you a lot.
Yeah, we do see a lot of people, including my in-game husband, does not have access to TeamSpeak.
Well, tell him to get access.
He can't.
All right, just get some long-distance walkie-talkies.
There you go.
That'll work.
Get him on, like, a ham radio.
It does help, though. I know. Trust me. I mean, I know from anything, any
especially,
events,
especially
it helps.
With salvage.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have somebody managing cells, or if, you know, people aren't, you know, thinking
well, we
exactly
have a,
the same, you're going to need to just distribute them and be like, you take this and you take this.
No, well, we have a system worked out for salvage as far as cells go, though, as far as, like, what jobs get what first.
Right.
And so everybody pretty much knows what they're going to do, what they're going to get. I don't think that's an issue, but I think that, I mean, like I said, anything... My LS leader actually took TeamSpeak away from us for a couple weeks because because we do not have everybody on TeamSpeak, and his whole point was we need to learn to communicate with people on the link shell that do not have TeamSpeak. Mm-hmm. And so he did. He runs the server and he shut it off. He said, "That's it. We're not using it.
That's
you guys
awesome.
Need to learn to communicate without being able to talk." You know, and be able to work together without
that's
having
actually,
it.
I mean, that's cool and everything. That's actually just kind of lame. Because, I mean,
it works, guys, though. It works because we didn't have it for like 2 weeks, and we did. We learned. You have to learn to work together without it.
He put you guys on vent restriction.
Because
restriction.
There's a lot of people who are important to the thing who aren't getting the information because we're talking about it on TeamSpeak, and they're not hearing us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
What's the point?
A breakdown of
Enix just needs to implement some voice chat into the game.
I agree that
you know what?
Do.
And they could do this on PlayStation. It's got USB ports. They have headsets for other games.
Come on, guys! As if the game isn't laggy enough as it is now. Let's throw in voice communication.
Right.
Voice chat during the siege.
But see, the thing is that we're saying that okay, that'll help, and this will help us, and you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's true. A lot of us do have that ability, but a lot of the people on my link shell don't have access to a computer at the same time that they're playing their game.
Right.
So, and they're playing a PS2, so they can't be on there.
I could just hear shouts now in Juno if there was actually voice communication. I need to teleport them to K-Gil.
What they should do is just make the chat like link shell only.
Or right. Party only.
LS
in,
only.
There's what game is it that has? I mean, like you have even SOCOM and stuff like that on PS2. When you have your the rooms that you're in. Those rooms, you're in the same chat room with those people.
Right.
You know, there's 1,500 other people playing the game, but you can't talk to them. You can only talk to the people that are in your room. It should be the
right.
same thing.
Right. And like the same thing with Counter-Strike. You can change it to where it's team only or, you know, where it's all talk. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, theoretically, it could work, and it could work really well. It'd just be a matter of how much, like, bandwidth is that going to pull from everybody.
Right.
So true.
So, you know, so that's... For Dynamis, for instance, you know, a lot of, like, the main pullers, I'm one of the main tanks, I'm the main tank and one of the pullers for Dynamis all the time. We have another puller who's always on TeamSpeak, and so we work really well together because we're able to talk and we're able to communicate. The weeks that we're both not on, though, it screws us because the other guy who takes over for him does not have TeamSpeak. And the person who would take over for me does not have TeamSpeak. Mm. So it screws everything up. You realize how much, you know, you depend on that when you're using it every week. And then all of a sudden, you know, the person that you're depending on working with one-on-one does not have that. You don't have that communication. And it's a big deal. So I think what he did as far as taking that away actually did help us as a link shell, like, learn how to communicate a little bit better. And, you know, because... End game is all about communication between your link cell. If you can't communicate with people, that's what really screws you. So, but besides that, you know, that's pretty much it. That is all I have been doing. So, moving right along, because I'm done.
That's all I have to say about that.
Moving right along.
I helped some folks get pappies this week. I've been trying to kind of do my part to help out the community, and I think it's cool because, like, it seems whenever, like, I need help with something, I can never find help, so, you know, it's like the whole karma thing. So I'll go out and, like, I'll just sit in Juno and wait for somebody to be like, help me, and I'll come to their rescue. And nice. So I helped two guys get their pappies, so congratulations.
Stay to the rescue.
It took forever
to see him, like, just jumping in with, like, a cape.
It's super steak.
Yeah, it took like 4 hours, but we got it done. It's all good. It's all good. I actually didn't level this week. I wasn't feeling the grind this week. I just, you know, I decided I was just gonna hang out and, you know, help some people out and, you know, maybe do a little crafting, and it was gonna be a light week. So that's what I did this week.
Well, I've got spring break coming up next week, so I'm definitely hitting the grind, and I'm going to try and get the rest of my AF, and hopefully I can hit 75 by the end of this week. That would be pretty nice.
Wow, that's some serious... Don't forget to bathe yourself and to eat.
I'll be sitting here, I'll lose like 40 pounds, I'll smell like rotten onions, it'll be great.
Just don't pull a South Park and call your mom when you need to use the bathroom.
Man.
Oh God,
bathroom. Man. Man. Got you the bathroom.
Hot pocket.
I want hot pockets. That'd be cool. I want like a hot pocket button. Like, you know, they got like the easy button. I want a hot pocket button. You just push it, and a hot pocket will just kind of like pop up. That'd be cool.
Just a little, make a little pop sound, and there it is.
Hey, Chinchilla.
Yo.
Do you want a USB connector or a 3.5mm connector?
USB.
I thought so.
Oh, she doesn't even get a chat on, like, USB.
He's buying it right now.
Wow. Yeah, I'm buying it. I'll just have it shipped to your house.
Nice.
All right, moving right along.
You're
going
to ship it right to our Mog house? Great.
Right to our Mog
house. Delivery box.
It'll be instant delivery.
Be like, new headset, Koopo.
Brought to you by the MHU.
You have 2 more weeks on your Mog locker, Koopo.
I had a bunch of bronze coins left from when I was doing my my turban, and I traded them all to my Moogle, so my Mog locker is good till like Halloween now.
Nice, I'm good till next year.
Oh jeez.
Wow.
Next thought Halloween year. Was long, but next year.
Next you year. Win. I win.
All right. If you want to, Kieran, if you want to cue the email sound bit.
Wait, who's reading them?
I'm reading them. Wait, Steak or Fusion's reading them?
Steak.
I'm reading them.
All right. Come on, Steak, read the email, Snarf.
I love it.
Oh, oh dude.
That was just built up so much.
I just can't help it. It just excites me so much. All right.
Whoa.
It's awesome.
The Pet Food Alpha Biscuit. Give me sight beyond sight.
All right, all right, all right.
Where did you find this kid?
Dude, he was just on Skype. I just looked him up.
He just all right. lives on Skype.
I don't even actually play the game. I don't even know.
I kind of jumped in thinking maybe you would just kind of go along with whatever I said.
I actually
play Lineage. I don't even know what Final Fantasy is.
Hey, I played Lineage is a cool game.
All right. Moving right along.
Isn't Lineage a Korean game now?
What?
All right, let's
go. What the
go.
Heck are you talking about? All right. About?
Let's
I'm Korean.
The first email.
I'm Korean. It's it not funny.
It is Korean now, dude. The game is dominated by Korean players.
Dude, they're called RMT.
No, they're not.
Dude, we're all going down.
Steak is all about the RMT.
All right, steak. Email.
No, see?
Email. Email.
Clearly RMT.
Seriously.
Let's just end this.
For the record, Lineage is a Korean game now. It's totally dominated by Korean players. Okay, our first email comes from... Our first email comes from Obsessed from the Quetzalcoatl server. Hi, guys and drunken gals.
They totally
At least they
are.
Were in episode
they totally
episode
they gotta be. There's no other explanation
I knew it.
For it.
I knew it.
Writing in from Belgium, Europe, nice. And one of the servers you never get mail from, namely Quetzalcoatl. Quite funny to hear one of the girls try to pronounce the name of my server, so I dare. Can you guys pronounce
Who does he dare?
I don't know.
Does he dare the girls?
He's daring you girls to try and pronounce the server.
All right, Fusion, you try first.
That's a coddle.
Whoa.
Remember that.
Catch a coddle.
Catch a coddle.
Quasimodo.
Yeah.
Quasimodo.
I'm gonna go with burger sandwich. Oh wait,
burger
that's not
sandwich.
It.
Bologna sandwich. Get out of here.
Let me continue.
It looks a lot like quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla. I'm hungry now. Dang. I'm going to Taco
Bell. I am too. I'd go to Taco Bell, but there's that whole rat thing going on. All right, let's continue.
King Feather done.
So on a tangent.
All right. He says, everyone who's done the show, try to pronounce it correctly. Okay, we did that.
Yeah.
It's a nice server with a lot of nice people on it. For example, my link show leader, Tangier, who is really a great guy and helps out everyone all the time. So greetings to him. Don't you dare stop these podcasts or I'll have to hunt you down, you silly Americans.
Whoa.
Greetings, Obsessed.
Whoa. I'm going to be looking over my shoulder if we ever stop this now. Like, where's that dude?
Be afraid.
Exactly.
Be afraid.
Like, where's the Belgian dude?
Kieran starts casting Utsitsemi Ni. And flee.
Aggro!
Fusion uses super jump and never comes down.
Next email. Jump. Next email comes from Megadank of the Bismarck server.
What's his name?
Wait, say the name again.
Megadank. From the Bismarck server.
Awesome.
Megadank.
Oh, that's Mega awesome. Dank.
Not to be confused with the 80s hair band Megadeth.
Megadank. I love Mega the name.
Dank.
All right.
That's awesome.
Says, hello. I'm on the Bismarck
hello,
server.
Govna.
Played since. Okay.
Hello, Moto.
Steak is reading now, okay, children?
Yes, Mr. Steak.
Okay, I am on the Bismarck server.
Star.
Let me out of the drawer!
What?
Let your baby out of the drawer, Steak. Snarf.
Let me out! Ow!
Alright,
Wow.
Oh,
that's bad. Who did that?
Wow.
I got nothing.
We were a little piece to play a buck.
Yazzie. All right.
Yazzie.
You see, the kids these days listen to the rap music. It gives them the brain damage. Aww.
Oh my god. Okay, stop. Everybody stop. Okay, shh.
We have to continue. All right, I apologize for that short interruption.
Tell me a joke.
Let's continue with Megadank's email, shall we?
Yes.
Okay. He says, I'm on the Bismarck server, played Final Fantasy XI since about June 2004. I have 11 level 75 summoner and a level 74 red mage Taru. Nice. I really enjoy the podcast, and I can relate to laughing at work while listening to the podcast and having coworkers ask what's so funny. Deluxe Burger Sandwich was a particularly awkward hour and a half.
You're telling me.
LMAO. Thank you very much.
LMAO.
LMAO.
A burger sandwich with a side of LMAO.
Oh, jeez.
Raffle. Wow.
Continue that email.
Nice. It says, thank you very much. My question, and I guess it's more of a discussion topic, is, what are some of the most fair rules and successful runs in a Dynamis that you have seen or heard about? I get discouraged by these army-type endgame link shells that make it harder for smaller link shells to recruit people for these types of events. Thank you for your time. Signed, Megadank.
I would actually think the army's type link shells would make people want to move to a smaller, more...
You know what? I totally agree. I'm kind of like... weary about getting into like an endgame link shell because I don't want people to be telling me what to do all the time.
Right. I had that problem.
When I was back on Asura, I had the same problem with the endgame link shell I had, and they were very gung-ho about actually divvying out the drops before they even got them. So, I mean, we knew who was going to get what drop, if it dropped, before we even went in.
Right.
So, I mean, they were very... Now, don't get me wrong, being organized is a great thing, and going in there with a direct purpose... But at the same time, it just kind of takes a lot of fun out of it, man. I mean, it's a game. Keyword, yeah. Game. Go in, have fun.
My biggest suggestion on Dynamis is have one person who knows what the pulls are, what needs to be done, and just make sure everybody listens. That is the biggest thing in Dynamis, like I was just saying about communication. It's one of the hugest things. You have to be able to communicate. People have to listen. Fusion knows who I'm talking about. There's this one person who never brought Ray Ray's to Dynamis.
I know who you're talking about.
He fails.
Oh yeah, he does.
He fails.
And yeah, he was horrible. Aww. He never listened. He did not follow directions. He was a black mage. He would nuke things that were supposed to be being slapped. He would. It's a lot of communication, and like the mages have, you know, you have your separate parties, and people have basically, you have to have like leaders for each party so that people just know who to listen to and who to follow directions from, and you so that it's not one big cluster. Who
are you? Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So like he wasn't using gospels or anything, was he?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
We also have had a summoner. Or this one red mage who insisted on subbing summoner, which is ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah.
And he used to leave Diablos out the whole time, and then just cast like Nightmare at random times. It was like, what the heck are you doing?
Yeah,
like just ridiculous things I've seen people do in Dynamis.
There are still noobs in Dynamis. Don't think.
But my link shell has. We're in Dynamis Archibard now, like I've said, and we have pretty much cleared from the very beginning. Because there's the communication. Everybody is mature enough and, you know, understands the fact that you have to listen to each other and you have to, like, communicate in order to get through things. That's the biggest thing with Dynamis, I think, personally. As far as the drops and everything go, I mean, that's just the type of people you end up with who are leading it. I can't recommend anything there because that's just, to me, greediness when people start saying, like you had said, you know, divvying up link drops before they even get there. That's just...
Right.
See, I don't do Dynamis for drops. I mean, yeah, obviously I want my cert code. quotes. But I don't go do dynamis just for drops. I've done other dynamis a million times and, you know, I haven't gotten anything and I don't care. But you do it for the team effort and for the actual experience of it, because once you actually get that down and you know how to do a dynamis, that is honestly, to me, one of the biggest accomplishments in a game. Mm-hmm. That you can say, my Link Shell can go through any of the dynamises except for Zarkabard so far and clear it, no problem. Like, we've done COP dynamises, we've done any of them. We can clear it. That's a huge accomplishment. They're hard. They're really hard. They're not easy. It's not an easy part of Final Fantasy. And so in order to get to that point, you have to have that communication. You have to be able to talk to each other, and you have to understand that no one person is better than another when it comes to a team.
Yeah.
You have to work
there
together.
There is no I in
there
party.
There isn't. It's definitely true.
There is an I in alliance, but we're not counting that.
There's an I in parties.
There's also an I in meat pie, but... You know.
Oh, I just watched that movie today. I swear, like 3 hours ago, I watched Shaun of the Dead.
Nice, dude.
I'm sorry, right. Steak.
No, it's cool.
No, Steak. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. It's all good, brother. All right. Our next email comes from this dude named Kieran from the Remora.
Who's that? Never heard of
him. That guy.
He says, hey, guys and gals, this is Kieran.
Are you going to read the whole thing?
I'll read it quicker. Hey, guys and gals, this is Kieran from Remora. First off, I'd just like to say I love your show and that your content and humor keeps me laughing at my boring, insert Galka grunt here, job. I currently reside in Remora, though I am initially from Asura. I left 275 jobs, warrior and summoner, to move to Remora to help a friend out, and ended up loving the server. You were all completely right when you said Remora was initially started the European release of the game. However, it has evolved much more than that. Remora definitely still has a large European population, but has seen a steady influx of both Japanese and American players since its founding. Now, as for Remora listeners, well, I can only vouch for a few, including myself, and a few friends who listen to the podcast. But your cast definitely does not fall on deaf ears on this server. I try to spread the word about your podcast as much as possible, and I hope you guys end up with a huge following. Thank you very much for that.
Woot.
He says, I am currently working on Corsair 4623 Ranger and working on getting that Minotaur beaten. Oh, what a pain that quest
is.
Yeah.
I think when you said Minotaur, I just popped a blood vessel in my eye.
Yeah, I know, right? You got an eye twitch going.
Oh! Yeah, I'm just like, "Gar, Minotaur."
Blarg.
Sand Blistle just blew up in my chocolatey drink. All right, I'm interrupting I'm interrupting my own email.
All right, we're. He says, I've previously had Sky and Sea access, and I have had a good bit of endgame experience, as well as... What?
You really don't have to read all that. I'm here. I can actually talk about that.
Oh, hey, go ahead.
Yeah, just had a lot of endgame experience. I feel so lame now because I have neither... Like, I have only Sea access from COP. Don't have Sky. I feel pretty lame at the moment. But, anybody feel like moving to Remora and help me unlocking the rest of that endgame stuff, Philly, please feel free. You'll be able to do it in a couple of months. It'll probably cost you $10.
Dude, and I'll help you.
Right.
Instead of just sitting around in Juno, he'll just, like, jump to servers to how to help people.
All right. I'll
be the interdimensional
helper
man.
I'll send you, like, $10 through PayPal and you can come help me out for a while. Woo! All right. You can still read the stuff at the end of the email. You don't still have to read all all my kibbles and bits.
I do want to read the PS. The PS is awesome.
Kibbles and bits. All right. Kibbles and bits.
He says, let me get back to it. Oh, PS. Real quick, I'd like to give a shout out to both my real life and in-game girlfriend, Dark Crystal. And to my awesome all-purpose Link Shell and Remora, the Misfits, of course. We mentioned them earlier. Dark, you are the most amazing girl I've ever met in my entire life. And I look forward to the rest of my life with you. This fits you guys rock so hard. I don't want to get into any names because every single one of you deserves credit. Thanks, PFA, and keep up the great podcast.
Woot.
Woot indeed.
Yeah, actually, since I'm on the show, I'd actually like to throw a couple shout-outs to some LS members.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Sagerica, she's a great LS leader. She took over after the previous LS leader left and has done a great job. Mantes, great friend of mine, always helps me out with everything out. Dynasty, awesome guy, always willing to lend a hand. And basically anybody else I didn't just think of. And of course, Dark Crystal, that's my babe. I love you, baby.
All right, I have a question. Do all those guys listen to the podcast?
I know that several of them have heard of it. The only people that I can vouch for actually listening to it aren't in my LS. And I've talked to several of the people about actually starting a PFA link channel.
Nice.
On
so nice.
But
it would be interdimensional link shell.
It would be
ever.
But the problem is it'd only be about six of us. So the only thing we could effectively do is like salvage. I mean, we could basically we're like the PFA salvage crew. I mean, that'd be about all it is. But yeah, I mean, feel free to
salvage static.
Yeah, salvage static. That's lame. sorry, hey,
yes, salvage static team. Go.
Hey, if you got any questions for me about the stuff in the email that you didn't read, I mean, feel free. I am at your disposal, sir.
Let me look and make sure that we've covered everything here. Foreign exchange student, college.
The only reason I've been playing Final Fantasy so long is because when I was at my first college, we had a steady influx of Japanese students to the college because of their International Student Association.
Watashi wa Nihongo.
Actually, you're not Japanese.
Watashi wa Nihongo o hanashimasu.
No, it's Watashi wa Amerika jin desu, hajimashite. I am American, nice to meet you. and that's all you need to know to basically pick up any Japanese woman.
Say that again, I want to write that one down.
Bird. Nice.
That was hey, I tell you.
This is where Bianchin exit.
Yeah, I'm leaving.
I tell you what, I'll tell you later after the show.
All right.
But and one of my first roommates, actually he lived right next door to me. He had the game, but it was all in Japanese. One of the main reasons I moved to Remora is so I could actually learn the story because I played till probably about level 42, zero story. All auto translate, zero story. I mean, and he was over my shoulder half the time, so I've been playing for right at 5 years.
Very cool.
Wow. That's even longer than me, man.
Yeah.
Nice.
Awesome.
And as of currently, I have no 75 to show for it. None.
That's cool because that makes me feel a little better.
You did. What were your 275 jobs that you had?
I had Warrior Onasura, I had Warrior Ninja, and a Samurai White. Summoner White Mage.
Nice.
So, and actually, right now, I don't have either any of those jobs above 30. I think my Warrior is at 30 right now. But I promised myself since I played the heck out of those jobs, I would not touch them ever again. So
yeah.
I went the Corsair Ranger route. I've got my Ranger up to 37. Nice. I'm gonna go Ranger Ninja after that. And God knows what else. I mean, I just definitely do not want to play those jobs ever again. Ever.
Ever?
Ever. Ever, ever,
ever. Ever,
ever. Ever.
Hey, I don't ever have to level Warrior again.
And I started over, I would never level Paladin. Ever.
See?
Ever,
I mean, that's the exact same sentiment I had. I was so sick of just provoke.
Because you've already played it.
No, that's not really why. For me, in my case, for Paladin, I wouldn't do it again because it was not easy to get parties, and it was not easy to level at all.
What?
And you get a lot of people. Oh my god, it was horrible.
Well,
you get
a lot of people. 65. It's Ninja Tank only.
Oh, absolutely. And you get a lot of people who are just like, oh no, we don't want a Paladin tank, or you know, up until maybe 50. Up until about 60, it was fine, because I had a static from about 45 to 60, and then after my static ended from 60 to 75, the only reason that I did get parties was because my in-game husband, Damal, was a bard who was also a paladin before. He was a 75 paladin, so he used to help me get parties a lot, and he used to party with me.
So he did the whole, hey, if you get this bard, you get a paladin free
exactly.
type thing.
Pretty
I've
much.
Done that before, Andre.
I could never get party. People did not want a paladin tank.
Well,
they didn't.
Like my girlfriend's a dark knight, so, we do the dual party type thing a lot. You know, hey, if you pick up this corsair, you get a nice free dark knight, you know, we'll deliver it right to your party.
It was, you know, that's pretty much it. I mean, even now, for my XPM paladin, he's like, he'll put up his flag and be like, you know, set bard paladin. or we'll just...
A bard paladin?
Well, bard and paladin, oh, a set, you know, as a set. Or in my link shell, you know.
Right.
I thought you meant bard sub-paladin.
Because he's one of our, he's the like pretty much the best bard in our link shell, so it'll be like, well, he's putting a party together, who wants a party? It's like, okay, well, Sammy's coming too, and, she's going on paladin, just so you know. They're like, oh man. Even my link shell doesn't want to party with a paladin. And I gave them hell the other day last week. I completely like went off on them. I was like, you guys want me to be at events, you want me to tank, you want me to die for you. I said, but when it comes to getting the XP, you don't want to give it to me because it's slow.
Essie's definitely trying to do something to make paladins more of a definitive tank. So I mean, they're trying to change that.
The problem is not that the paladin cannot tank, okay? The problem is that now the whole experience points have become burn parties. And so paladin is not a DD. No matter how hard you try, no matter how much strength gear and how much attack gear I put on my paladin, I do not do nearly as much damage as a warrior or a ninja does. So I'm not going to be wanted for chain 50s because I don't get that.
What if they change the amount of damage that paladins do?
Well, they would.
That would defeat the point of the job.
Kind of would. You don't do damage as a paladin, obviously. But I mean, I think you're right as far as they're changing the job for as of paladin as far as being more of a definitive take, because I don't sub warrior ever anymore. The only time I ever sub warrior now is for Dynamis.
What are you, paladin ninja?
Yes.
Well, I mean, what's the most damage dealing thing that a paladin has? Spirits Within, right? I mean,
the
that's
most damaging
all
thing
you have. Right.
And the only time Spirits Within
Vorpal,
does
maybe?
No. Well, personally, as far as weapon skills go, I've been putting merits into my sword. That's actually what I was doing. I should have said in my thing. I've been doing a lot of meriting over the past couple of weeks, and I put merits into sword and shield. And anybody who levels paladin, I was telling Stake this earlier, one of the first things you should do is merit your shield, because it is huge. Once it's capped, of course, merit your shield, because it will make a huge, huge difference, especially now with shield mastery. It's amazing. But I've also been doing sword merits, and I have level 2 sword, and I noticed a huge difference in my weapon skills as far as Vorpal Blade goes. I was getting today, because I don't know if, you know, people are aware, when you merit a weapon, it pretty much increases your accuracy on that weapon. That's pretty much what it does. And so when you have multi-hit weapon skills, you're going to increase your damage on that weapon skill. And my Vorpal Blades went from like average of like 300 on 1 to 150 TP to now like average of like 500 to 600, which is a huge difference.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is a huge difference.
And what level is it? This is 75.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. I was only doing that with Barrage at like level 30 with Ranger, but
Well, it's Ranger. Paladin's not going to do that much.
I would think like 35 levels above at that point, you would still be doing more than that.
Right.
I haven't experienced Paladin in game, so I guess I can't really say anything. But,
Paladin doesn't depend on... Paladin does not, especially now. Before, you would hope that maybe a little bit of your damage is going to help bring you hate, which is what a ninja, I think, does a lot. Because they do more damage, they're dual-wielding, they're hitting more. They're generating more enmity by doing damage. But Paladin has never generated enmity by doing damage at all. And
not
now,
since the Dunes.
Now with the way they've changed the job, though, with the amount of job abilities that they've given us, and especially after you merit your abilities and you lower your timers on them, you're able to, you know, tank better. I mean, you get more enmity off of those kind of things. When I'm doing, I don't do Vorpal Blade when I'm tanking H&Ms, though. I don't. I either use my TP for Chivalry or I use it for Spirits Within. So, you know, but yeah,
How much damage do you normally get off Spirits Within?
It's about half of your HP.
Right.
At 300%. So I do about 750 to 800.
See, that's not bad. Especially for a Paladin.
Well, Paladin depends on HP a lot, too, so I have pretty high HP. Yeah. If I use all HP gear, I get my HP over 1,800.
Goo. Wow.
Great googly moogly.
I don't usually worry about HP gear too much. I worry about enmity. I'm kind of an enmity whore.
Yeah, you really are.
I am. I have plus 45 enmity with full enmity gear on. But I don't.
That's awesome.
I've kind of backed off a little bit on enmity, and my average now with normal gear on when I'm tanking like Fafnir or something like that is about 33 enmity.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a balance though. Once you get a job to 75 and you learn the balance between what you have to have as far as what your job depends on and what you need to help you as far as support goes, then you know you change your gear around a lot. So.
Yeah. All right. Moving right along, the next message comes from our MySpace account.
Woohoo!
Which is myspace.com/petfoodalpha. Comes from Saban.
I'm your friend!
hey guys, it's Saban here. Coming to you from the Odin server and just wanting to comment about the world switching news. First of all, I'm sure this would not have come about if it were not for Stake's efforts, lol. And how cool will it be not to have to start from scratch when you want to change servers? Also, the actual change to the initial world placement will help you guys. No more having to get a world pass for every Tom, Dick, and Galka that wants to join Petwood Alpha. That's very true.
Yeah.
Well, that's all, you guys. Keep it real, and great job on the show. And a special go Navy to Squigglicious. A little military branch rivalry never hurt anyone. Signed, Sebi, the gun.
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah! Nice.
Hoo-ah. Hoorah! Hoorah!
All right.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Word, go Navy. Right on, right on. All right. That's all I got.
That's about it, yeah.
Anybody else? Hey, are we going to be doing any comments on the comic that we had from last week? Did you guys see the comic?
Why did I have an angry face?
Dude, that was awesome.
No, but
hold
I'll
on.
Be
where's this comic? I'll tell you if I have a comment.
You didn't
hold
see on. It? Oh, man.
I'm going.
The newest,
I'm going right now.
Wait,
the
we
newest.
The third one or the fourth
the
one?
The third one. The fourth one isn't out yet.
Were you having a mad face?
Why do I have a mad face?
I don't
because
know.
You're just. You're
why
just more
be so angry?
You're just more disgruntled than everybody else.
Maybe that's something you should ask yourself.
Wait, hold on. I don't see the comic.
We're in here. I'll hook you up with the link real quick.
Today fast. News.
Yo, it's Fusion. The today.
Where's number four?
It'll be coming out sometime mid next week.
I'm sure it'll be fascinating.
I demand these start coming out twice a week.
That's too bad.
Oh. And you wonder why I'm angry.
I actually really enjoyed the latest of the comics.
That was good. I was worried really about good. That one. I thought you might be coming after me on that.
No, it was good. I mean, You make it look like I can't draw.
I just saw the comic. That's great.
Have you guys ever seen that little clip of, oh God, I don't even know what movie it's from, to be honest. Well, it's from the one, Chin, you have that, you have it.
Are you alright? What are you talking about?
Forget it. Never mind. You know what?
Completely. No, just,
whoa.
Hold on.
You have that, you have a picture of it on your avatar on the forums.
Yeah, that's the
Free Lot.
Yeah.
That's Dragoon Kane right there, man.
this guy, one of these guys, this guy on my link shell just posted on our forums, and it's a picture of Zalatl. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Zalatl.
Zalolololol.
And he drops a Perseus's harp, which is a dagger for thief. Mm-hmm. It's a really good dagger. But he usually drops these hats for beasts, and they're horrible. And it's this screenshot of Zalatl. It has him, and all it says is, "Hey guys, you want some hats?" And he's throwing hats.
That's really funny, dude.
Sorry. And it reminded me of that Free Lot!
Free Lot! None of the lots are high, either. They're all like 600 or under. What kind of dynamic lots are those?
God.
Those are like... Wow. Oh, wait, funny story before we wrap this up. So I used to be in like this separate Dynamis leak shell instead of the one that I'm in now. And we go into Dynamis Windrest and we have like... We have maybe 15 minutes to pull the mega boss at the end. And so... the leader runs by with like the huge train, and one of the other paladins has to voke it off of him, and then the black mages were going to burn through it. So he pulls, and there's millions of mobs following him, and there goes the one that's red that we need to pull that no one pulls. And this happens a good 5 times. Oh my God. So we're down to a good like 4 minutes now that they have to burn through this, and people have to hit that question mark. Right.
Oh my God.
So here it goes. Someone actually, no. Someone didn't voke it. Some like white mage or something went up and did it. And like pulled it. They're like, "You've done this." I look over and one of the tanks is fishing off the bridge.
What? Hey,
I'm like, first of all, what do you catch in Dynamis?
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me.
We have a samurai who does that in Dynamis all the time.
We did, I did Windy this week, and Taken was. You see him off the bridge with his rod, and I'm like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Wrong macro, lol."
It was the first. I'm like, "You gotta be kidding me!"
Fishing for Dynamis carp.
Dynamis carp.
Dynamis moat carp.
They're like the Uber moat carp.
Like, this carp is better than every other carp. Is even Uber.
This carp is so carpy that it makes the word carp not describe it anymore.
This carp.
LOL, Free Lot Fishing.
It's like this carp. This carp spawns ads.
What?
What?
Spawns ads.
I got it.
Fails.
Your joke fails.
Just wanted to fit in, okay?
Come on, Steak. You got a better joke than that. Snarf.
You suck. Alright.
Free Lot. Free Lot. Snarf. Snarf.
Alright,
wow.
That's all we have for today. I want to thank our guest for joining us this week.
Now it's time to say goodbye
to all our family.
Wow, that's random. Thanks for having me, guys.
My neighbor.
Thanks for being here. Definitely appreciate you being with us.
True.
Yeah, thanks for kicking me off the game stake. God.
No problem. Any time at all. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Our MySpace account is myspace.com/petfoodalpha. You can shoot us an ad that way. And chat amongst yourselves.
No, don't shoot him an ad. Ads are bad.
Ads are bad.
Make a train of MySpace friends.
Oh, yeah.
Give us an ad.
And you pull the wrong one.
We'll just run around. We'll just run around MySpace and train everything.
Yeah.
Free Lot! Elon! Star!
Just don't lag us out, okay? Don't lag us out.
Wow.
Yikes.
No, the best part of Dynamis is if you're on, like, TeamSpeak or Vent or something and something drops, there's always some asshole that already has, like, the treasure pool open. So he knows, like, a minute before everyone else does, and he, like, screams it over Vent, and everyone's like, what? What? Oh my god! What's going on?
Whoa.
He has two people, like, get that before, get it too, I think, don't they?
I don't know.
I think it's just people with the treasure pool. Open.
People who are who play PS2 always seem to know before the people on PS2.
Ever since I played on PC, I actually started on PS2, and since I played PC, my PlayStation, I don't think it's even updated with Otter gone.
Mine isn't for sure.
Yeah, my PlayStation just sits there. It's like
I haven't touched mine.
The hard drive is like
we were supposed to be done,
weren't
we?
You happy?
I'm
like, no PlayStation hard drive, you fail.
I know, it's like, I bought you for $99.
Stop. You fail,
you
HDD.
Are sitting there.
You fail.
Boo, Sony with your stupid hard drive.
Actually, I started off on PS2 and totally threw it in the closet and bought a PC.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so lame, the frame rates were so bad, and I moved along with my life. Sometimes you have to move on. And
you're a good man. You are a good man. All right. That's all we got for today. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Say goodbye.
Bye, Snarf.
Bye.
Snarf.
We won.
Goodbye.
Hey, guys. Here's some bats.
Me.